And once again, it's 7:06 a.m. That's Long Island news time with Jay Oliva, except I'm sitting in for Jay Oliva, L-I-N-E-A-M with Jay Oliva. I'm Tom Shalero sitting in for Jay Oliva. And let me tell you, it is a special week, folks. This is Teacher Appreciation Week. Now, how many of out there will remember a great teacher that you had in your life? And I'm going to say all 100% of every folk always remember a great teacher. This is Teacher Appreciation Week. And it's just so great that we have a week like this, and so many business entities and so many educational institutions are honoring that. And certainly here at LI News Radio, we're not forgetting. And we have one of the winners. This is a winner now, by the way, folks. This is a first place winner at the Teacher Appreciation Week contest that was put down by the Teachers Federal Credit Union. I'm speaking of Lisa Navarra. Lisa is a regular contributor on our midday show, Your Island with Tom Shalero. Many of you who listen regularly have heard Lisa, but we just found out that Lisa took first place in one of the categories on Teacher Appreciation Week, and we have her on the line. It's so great. Lisa Navarra, are you excited?
I am so excited that we won in the Teacher Federal Credit Union's Teacher Appreciation Award contest. And I say it is a we, Tom, not an I in this.
Okay. You know, but you know what's interesting, though? This contest had so many different applicants and nominees, and I was watching the contest very closely. We had mentioned it on my radio program, Your Island. You were on. We had said that you're one of the nominees, and just thousands of people went through it, thousands of nominees. And then you know what's good about this, folks? The people got a chance to vote. And what surprised me is a lot of people voted. Because teachers are important in every single one of our lives. There's no doubt about it. I can talk to anybody, and Lisa Navarra can back me up on this. I can talk to anybody. Could you name me a favorite teacher you had in your life? And you could be 70 years old or 80 years old, and you still remember a favorite teacher. And that's why we have this Teacher Appreciation Week. Let's appreciate our teachers. So they have this contest. Lisa was nominated, and she came in number one. And that's quite the, and by the way, she's from Long Island, from Smithtown, obviously, and teaching in the Brentwood School District there. So I think it's just a great honor when it comes to that. Lisa, I know you don't want to pat yourself on the back or anything like that, but what do you think it was? Why people voted for you, yeah, and you were nominated and so on? It's a tough thing to talk about, I know, because you're kind of like a contrite individual and you're not going to be out there, but it's important because you do represent the best and the brightest of our teaching profession. Lisa Navarra.
Thank you, Tom. You know, what makes me so excited and humbled for winning this award was that people really came together to make sure that other people voted. And you were at the top of the list. Listen, you always say, okay, Lisa, what's the top educational issues going on? Can you come on, educate, my audience, talk to us, inspire us, what's going on? And it was people just like you who rallied together. Tom, I heard from people I haven't heard from in years. Teachers I had worked with years ago in different buildings said, I was on vacation, but I had to let you know I voted and I wouldn't miss it. And the reason why I really believe that people made sure that they voted for this contest was because what I stand for and the advocacy of partnerships and relationships and education when it comes to children who struggle learning. Mm-hmm. You see, more than ever, and actually it's just a news day all over the place about how the effects of COVID are still plaguing our students. However, these difficulties that children have had that really are exasperated, now they've always had. And so being that it is undeniable now, more and more people are looking for the knowledge and looking for the skills of how to help these kids. So essentially, I think that they've seen my hard work through almost 30 years of education in terms of the programs and the books that I've created for my own students and that I've been able to share with other educators and parents. I think that they all rallied together because we need to push out what children need in education, and that is teaching them to focus and to believe in themselves on their explicit strategies and programs to do that.
Yeah, and that certainly came out in your bio, because when we had put it out there that you were nominated, and that, again, as a regular contributor, as part of what I consider the Your Island family here at LI News Radio, because you've been so helpful with us on a key issue of education, that we did put it out to the folks that you were on the ballot, and that they had a right to vote for you. And by the way, what surprised a lot of people is that they would call me, Tom, I can vote. I'm just like a regular person. Yes, regular people have teachers. Yeah. You know, I remember that bumper sticker, if you can read this, thank a teacher. And that's exactly, I think, the philosophy behind it, is because we've all had teachers. We've all been involved in the educational system, starting from kindergarten right up to whatever your higher advanced degree may be. And that could be college teachers and so on. So that when you were nominated, people were more than happy to say, I think this is a great honor that I could vote and that my vote counts. And by the way, folks, the winners were announced just this morning, and you can't get any more this morning than 7:12 a.m. on a Monday. And this is, the whole week is now going to be dedicated to Teacher Appreciation Week all over the country. And so for one of our own Long Islanders here, Lisa Navarra, to win this honor was just a great thing, and just a great that we're able to talk about this and able to put it all in perspective. Now, there is a grant involved, and which is a great thing, because now Lisa, coming from the Brentwood School District, becomes a beneficiary in times when fiscal constraints are there in terms of helping education. The Teachers Federal Credit Union now will give a grant to the Brentwood School District on behest of what Lisa Navarra has accomplished. Any way of knowledge at this point, or is it too early to tell, what would be the best way to use these funds?
Yes, absolutely. I already have my vision, and I'm working on it already. And that is providing a parent and child workshop for over 700 families for the UPKs. So the preschool students who then filter in to the kindergarten centers are really, really important. In early childhood education, there's such a need. So there's a parent and child workshop that is going to support all the teachings that we've done throughout this school year on self-regulation. We're going to give away a breathing ball, which is really supporting that breathing is more than taking a breath, because it helps kids to have a calm mind and a calm body and be able to really decide what choice is best for them. And it really helps them to focus and believe in themselves. So we are going to buy some supplies for this workshop, as well as any teachers who are able to come back and help support will be able to hopefully fund their time also. And also what's very, very exciting is that Lakeshore, one of the largest companies for educational supplies and services, will be giving us for free materials to support parents and families at home with their social emotional learning. That's how dedicated they are to, and what a need that this really is for parents and children.
And you know what's great about this? See, I have a smile ear to ear listening to this, because I think of the hard-pressed taxpayers in all our districts. I mean, the property tax bill is almost 70% of our school districts. And whenever, folks, listen, whenever your school district can get any outside money to come in and then benefit a program like this, and if you have children and grandchildren in these schools, particularly now under the auspices of Lisa Navarra, our award winner here, and putting this all together, it's just wonderful, because it doesn't cost any money to the school district. It is now part of federal dollars that are, private dollars that are not coming in from the taxpayer. So this had a double sword, so to speak, this victory. Not only does it recognize a great teacher coming in first place, Lisa Navarra, but at the same time, it helps out a school district, and particularly at times when we're hard pressed. Have you heard from anybody yet on this award?
Oh, I have. Yes, I've heard from some of the directors and some administrators in the district as well, and I've been in contact with TFCU and also Assemblyman Doug Smith, because we are having an event for this on Friday. We are so thrilled that he wants to attend and support and say a few words for us. So we are grateful for his continued support in education, and You know, Tom, I just really want to make sure that I thank you again, because you are truly a humanitarian. Whenever you see a cause to really highlight to make this world a little bit of a better place, you always do it. And thank you for your support throughout the years as well.
Yeah. You know, of course, I relish those words, and I appreciate that. But at the same time, it's important for the folks, and I keep thinking of the folks. I've been blessed with the ability to be on the air every single day on the 12:15 to 2 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday, right here on 103.9. It's going on over 9 years, and got a chance to meet many of our listeners. And people are having tough times right now with the inflation and so on. But everybody wants good schools, because in essence, not just for the kids and the grandkids, it's to keep our property values high. It's to show some pride in that. And the mere fact that a contest like this that was put out, people voted all over the country, folks, by the way, and to have our own Lisa Navarra to win a contest like this, I think is just epic when it comes right down to it. You know, there are challenges. We have a few minutes left, Lisa. There are challenges when it comes to teaching. You know that. You've been involved a good number of years in the profession itself. What would you say is one of the biggest challenges? And yet, you have overcome those challenges, but what would you say is the challenge of imparting knowledge, of teaching, of education?
Oh, there's many, but I'm going to combine this question with your last, if I've heard from anybody. And when I first started teaching in 1997, I had an amazing teacher assistant, and that teacher assistant had more experience at the time than I did with working with children with behavioral needs. And, you know, to be a teacher leader and advocate takes a very long time to overcome some of these challenges of what you're talking about. And I spoke with her and I said, I really want you to attend this event on Friday. You have been such a big part of my journey almost 28 years ago. And she goes, you know, I would absolutely be honored to. I remember the days when you used to cry after school and say, I don't know if I can do this. And I did. Because the challenges were so demanding and the needs of the kids were so demanding, and those needs still exist today. I think one of the biggest challenges is, Tom, is that we need developmentally appropriate practices within schools. We need to balance them with state standards so that way children are learning based on where they are at developmentally. And so that way we're not instilling standardized tests and other testing measures on them and putting them in front of materials that make them feel inferior, which exasperates the current challenges that they already face. So that's one challenge. And another challenge also is really having people understand what self-regulation is. And everybody who's listening and kind of curious, all it is managing your thoughts, your feelings, and actions. But there are certain ways that we could teach that in schools pretty easily. And I think that's a completely different paradigm shift, because we're teaching how to learn rather than what to learn. So increasing children, the adults' capacity of knowledge and skills, not just in the schools, but on the school buses too. Teaching children to remain calm, make positive choices, and to focus. That's the funnel that we now need to focus on within the school environments, and that includes the busing too. So making that shift is one of the challenges.
A lot of moving parts there. No, I know, Lisa, that you're actually getting ready to go to your job in the Brentwood School District to actually be a teacher, which is where you were recognized. And again, I want to put this out there once again. Teachers Federal Credit Union had a national contest on to commemorate Teacher Appreciation Week, which starts today and runs through Friday. And there was a nomination procedure. A lot of people were entered. A lot of people were nominated. It was a national vote. I'm so excited about this, to see one of our own actually win this. And we have with us Lisa Navarra, who you've been listening to. She won the first place award in the first category there. And just to say hi, you looking forward to going to school today, to going to work?
Oh, I can't wait to go to work. I absolutely cannot wait to thank people and just to tell them we did it. And I can't wait. Yes.
Lisa Navarra, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa, thank you. And once again, I don't even know if the word congratulations is strong enough, but I'll say it again. Congratulations. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Lisa Navarra.
Thank you very much, Tom.